life. St. Louis Closet Company, 100% locally owned and 100% locally operated by Jennifer Williams and her family. It's been going for years, 100% custom manufactured closets here in St. Louis by a local company. St. Louis Closet Company will customize your kids' closets, your pantry, your laundry rooms, even Murphy beds. You want to save space? Murphy beds is a great way to add an extra bed into the home. To find out more, stlouisclosetco.com. That's stlouisclosetco.com. Remember, you want to support local businesses? St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated. 314-781-9000 or stlouisclosetco.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery N629. Details in store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples, make more happen.
At Exxon and Mobil stations, their quality gasolines are the energy behind your journey, helping you get better fuel economy. Learn more at Exxon.com or Mobil.com.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
a high-powered unit packed into this small space.
That's exactly what we have here.
We're about to
in this studio.
Minions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 17th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the company that sells more replacement windows than anybody else in the United States of America, Window World. Window World, 10 years and counting, close to 11 now, putting windows in over 40,000 homes in the St. Louis area. And locally owned and operated by a couple of great guys who live here, work here, just like you do. We'll talk more about the original $189 window, plus the great Engelbert Humperdinck joke. Call your friends.
Hey!
At the control board, Eon the Peon. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to retire, then now is the time to sit down with Mark and Jason for an absolutely free consultation regarding your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. A little friction between him and Michael Henderson, both kind of in the same business. Sparks are flying a little bit. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses flying, Dan.
Brad Boy's asking me all about Ballpark Village because I had lunch there today and got a quick tour. Very impressive. And I was going on about everything they had. I think the brew house, they have 100 different beers you can choose from. And all Rat Boy wanted to know is, do they have any what?
Cheese.
Do they have any cheese? Yes, they have some cheese. One track nine. Let's give it up. What do you say for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Directed by Window World, not all of you listening right now are in the market for windows. I realize that, but pay attention because one day you might be. Could be next year, could be 5 years from now. When the time comes, you'll know who to call. Window World. One of the very few windows with a good housekeeping seal of approval. J.D. Power and Associates. Highest in customer satisfaction. Qualified Remodeler Magazine says it's the number one replacement window sold in this country. Named Corporate Partner of the Year by St. Jude Children's Hospital. Because of their tremendous success in raising funds for St. Jude. In just over 10 years, they're in over 40,000 homes in the St. Louis area. Same price all 10 years, $189. Hasn't gone up, and the quality hasn't gone down. Few businesses, few products can make that claim. Great warranty, lifetime warranty that covers all parts, glass breakage, and labor. So you see why nobody else can. I don't know how the other people just go out of business, just fold up and go out of business. How do you compete with this? How do you compete with a great window like this for $189? And whether you buy one or you buy 100, still $189 a piece. Window World. You can get more information at windowworldst.louis.com, or I can give you the number. If you got a good memory and you're in the car and you get home, you can remember this. 993-1800. That's a 314 number. 993-1800 or windowworldst.louis.com. I am disappointed in a place that I have told you for years was such a great place. It's starting to fall apart. The license office where I go to get the sticker for my plates. And I went this a couple of days ago, and it was not like it used to be. And I don't know what's happened there, but heads up, you people in that Baldwin license office. Get your act together and get it back like it used to be. Because what I really hate is when you go in and you pull a number. You get that little tab with a number on it, and your number is, let's say, mine was 64, and you look up at the LED thing, and it says 31.
No.
And then you notice there are six windows for people to serve you and one person at one window. Now, where are those other people? Are they at lunch? I miss the old days when Terry worked there. She's not there anymore. There's another lady I dealt with. She wasn't there. What's happened to you? You know, don't fall back to where you become like so many of these other license offices are, where you're the equivalent of the laundromat. There are a couple of places you can go that are always depressing. The laundromat is one. What a depressing place. And you look around and you think, I'm here with a bunch of losers. Wait a minute, you're a loser too. You're in the laundromat. Same with the license office. It seems like every time I go in to get the thing for the stickers, and do the 2-year, by the way, because then you'll have to go over 2 years, it's like everybody else in there is depressed. It's a mood that you can't describe. They're sitting there with their paperwork, and they just look like they're at a wake or something. Do something to liven those joints up. Play some music or redecorate.
It's because they all the stuff that they have in their hands, they're waiting to walk up to the window.
And tell them they don't have the right stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Redecorate. They all look like they were built in the 50s.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Upgrade those joints. There's a commercial running on television. You may have seen it, or maybe that's for the iPhone 5S, and it's Go You Chicken Fat Go. Have you seen this thing? It's a song.
No.
Go You Chicken Fat Go. Go. It's about exercising and how the iPhone 5S can monitor your blood pressure. Yeah. I don't. What is that? Go You Chicken Fat. What am I missing?
I don't know.
I thought maybe you guys would know, because you know just about everything.
Yeah, we're pretty hip.
Story this morning that I heard says the majority. Oh, this was yesterday. The majority of people in the United States think that if the word natural is on a product, it means it's a better product. Pian and I have talked about this before. The point of the story was to point out that it means nothing. Natural means nothing. There are no regulations. Nobody is controlling the use of the word natural. It's just like the word premium. They said if you put premium on a product, now our premium coffee, it absolutely means nothing. There are no guidelines as to when you can use the word natural or premium. I'll give you an
artisan
example.
Artisan, too. That's another.
Artisan. Yeah. I'll give you an example. Doo-doo is natural. If I put out a product that was a canned lunch, and it was made up of doo-doo and urine and turkey eyeballs all mushed up together, that's all natural. It is.
Yep.
It's natural. Ugh, people. My wife is so bad about getting sucked into this stuff. We're in a store over the weekend, and she's picking out a couple of things in the organic section. And I said, do you still not get that are, Dan, all the phones are ringing. Let's see if I made a mistake.
Oh, I think, no, it's this, I looked it up, the Chicken Fat song. It's also known as the Youth Fitness Song, and it was composed for President Kennedy's physical fitness program.
Well, how are we supposed to know that?
Well, you have to go to Google, I guess.
How do all these people call and know that?
Maybe they have the Google.
Chicken Fat. It's a great little song. It doesn't make me want to exercise, though.
1961,
yeah, some of them are hanging up.
Robert Preston was asked to make a recording as part of a program by the President's Council on Physical Fitness to get children to do more daily exercise. The song Chicken Fat, which was written and composed by Meredith Willson.
He did music, man.
And performed by Preston with full orchestral accompaniment, was distributed to schools across the nation and played for students in calisthenics every morning. The song later became a surprise novelty hit and part of many baby boomers' childhood memories.
Not mine. I don't remember it.
I don't remember
it. And what's chicken fat mean? It's chicken fat. We're talking about human fat. Well, why chicken fat? Go, you chicken fat, go. I still don't get it. I don't get a lot of things. So, folks, organic, natural, premium, artisan, knock it off. You're getting conned and suckered. It really, in most cases, doesn't mean anything. Here's the other one I love. And this is one they use to get women sucked in. Clinically proven or clinically tested. It means nothing. Think about it. What clinic? Dr. Doug has a clinic. If I took a cracker to Dr. Doug's clinic and ate it and said, that's a good cracker, that cracker has now been clinically tested by me. In a clinic, I ate that cracker. It doesn't mean squat. And if you want to really entertain yourself, start paying close attention to any women's skin or hair care or cosmetic products and watch the marketing genius when people say things in the commercial like, let's say it's a shampoo. Now new and improved with XL14. I love that. What is that? Nobody knows and nobody asks. It's nothing. It's made up stuff.
Exfoliate.
Hydrate, exfoliate. Those are words you have to have in there. And yeah. Some word that sounds like it's from Paris, and boom, you got a success. Thanks again to Dan Farrell at the St. Louis Cardinals office for the nice tour of Ballpark Village and the lunch today. That was beyond impressive. I'd not been down there before. How much time we got? Let's play this. You know what? For days, I've told Peon I want to play this thing because it used to be played a lot on radio stations years ago, and I haven't heard it for a long time. I just want to hear it again. I want you to hear it. It's a brilliant piece of work by Bill Murray, and who is the other guy? I can never remember his name.
Christopher Guest.
Christopher Guest, and it's an interview. These two are playing the roles, and one is Mr. Rogers, and the other is a musician, a classic piece. Let's just enjoy this together. Here we go.
We're going to talk about some nice things today. Did you know that? Sure. Some special things for you. Some special things for me, too. And we have a special guest here today. Can you say that?
Guest? So good. Sounds just like him.
I knew you could. We're going to talk today to a musician, the guy who plays the bass. And you know what a bass is, don't you? Can you say that? Don't? Sure you can. Hello. How are you?
Can you get somebody to give me a cup of coffee or something?
You're not used to getting up early.
I'm not here yet.
What time do you usually get up?
I usually get up when the sun is warm, like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I like to get up around 6:30.
That's insane. You're stupid.
Huh?
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.
We're going to talk about your bass and how big it is and things like that. It looks like a violin, but it's bigger, isn't it?
It's a hell of a lot bigger.
Can you say that?
Violin's a little wimpy thing.
Can you say wimpy?
Wimpy.
That's right.
Wimpy thing.
I like the way you say that. Did you know that?
I do now. The hell, you're easily amused, aren't you? I say wimpy, wompy, wambly.
I know what you mean. You know something? I like what your face does when you play. It kind of gets all sort of squinched up.
Yeah,
know?
Somebody told me once that my face, when I play the bass, it looks like some sort of a big jellyfish or something like that. It just keeps moving.
Sure.
You can never identify what the face is, and real ugly sometimes, and real weird, looks like a fruit or something like that. It just keeps flashing at you, like
Yeah. Somebody
rubbing rubber or something.
Tell me some of the things you think about when you're playing, the images. Because, of course, when you're playing, I thought of things like sheep and things like that, little candies, fresh little candies and things like that. Do you think of those things too?
Oh, I basically think about my financial situation. I count every like beat I play, every note I play, and I figure out how many notes I'm giving into the space, you know, out into space.
Sure.
For how much I'm getting paid, and I am working cheap.
Must be hard to sort of struggle to get your band together.
Oh, man, especially when you be lifting piano, man. That is the worst.
Huh?
I worked as a mover for 2 years while I was first getting a band together, and I've also made pizza.
But now you're playing music, and sort of the story sort of has a happy ending, doesn't it?
It's sort of a happy ending. We just got the shaft from a record company that had promised to pay us a certain amount of royalties. And
oh,
then they
that's
said
too bad.
All sorts of stuff went into pre-production and charged
that's
us for typewriters.
Bad.
They be charging us for stamps, they say, and stuff. How much
sure.
is a stamp, you know?
Sure.
I'll buy the goddamn stamp.
You know? I know what you mean. Well, I'm sure a lot of people out there would like to know how a big, strong guy like you plays the bass so well. Gets to be so strong, what it eats to be like that. Can you tell us that?
Well, I eat a lot of garbage food, but I mainly subsist on stuff like sandwiches and tins of tuna, chicken, something like that from a chain store, soda.
Do you ever have Egg McMuffin?
Sometimes, Dad, or cheese prenies.
Can you say Egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin, yeah.
Well, I know what I'd like to do now. I'd like to hear you play some bass.
Yeah, like? I'd like to do that.
Well, we're going to go to the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, no, man, it's too early for me. I got to drive.
That is the fun. You know what? And you're telling me the musician is Bill Murray?
Yes.
Yes, that's Bill Murray.
Forever, I thought it was Eddie Murphy.
No. That's Bill Murray.
That's the greatest Mr. Rogers I've ever heard.
Oh, I know.
Unbelievable. Wow, what a classic piece that is. Bill Murray and Christopher Guest.
What do you eat? Tins of tuna?
A cheese prenis.
Cheese prenis.
What is cheese prenis? What is that?
I don't know.
I could have done that musician guy. I think I could have done that voice. Dan, you interview me.
Okay.
Go ahead, interview me.
Hi, what do you think about when you play the bass?
Well, sometimes I think about, I was at another job. I've been in the radio business or something, you know, like a DJ or something.
That's pretty special. Your face kind of...
You sound like you're gay or something, man. Are you gay? You're homosexual?
No.
You sound like...
No,
you sound like
I was
effeminate or something. It's your sweetheart voice
no,
or something.
No, I wear a cardigan sweater.
Why are you looking down my crotch? You talk to me. What are you doing that for? You're looking down my private area. What's that about?
You've got a nice little bulge. I've got a...
I'm going to punch you in the face, man. I'm going to sit and listen to that.
King Friday, come over here.
Get back on track, man. You want to talk about music or something?
I was talking about your scrunchy face when you play...
Yeah, it's going to my face though because I have a disease. It's some kind of new muscular thing or something. I can't help it. Don't make fun of me, man.
Oh, I would never make fun of you.
I think we're as good.
That one was a little more dark.
A little darker.
Yeah, it was darker.
Yeah, it was.
Pretty dark.
This is cheery.
And before we get to the great Engelbert Humperdinck joke, I have to share this with you. This is a new survey. This is so revealing, yet not a surprise at all. It's about women and their shoes. And according to the 1,000 women they talked to, they were between 35 and 44 years of age. They admit, many of them, they are more aroused by new shoes than by the opposite sex. I'm telling you, women and this thing with shoes, half of them admitted that they judge other women by their shoes.
Mm.
They judge them. Yeah. And that usually it's a negative judgment they put on because they don't approve of the shoes another woman has on. 1/4 of them say they wouldn't take their high heels off no matter how painful. They'll take pain pills and wear the high heels before they'll not wear them. And almost 1/3 of them said they buy 4 to 7 pairs of shoes every year. And over 1/2 of them say they will lie to their spouses about what they paid for their shoes. Now you have the truth. I've always known this. The truth about the shoe thing. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This probably ranks as one of the top 5 jokes ever. I don't know where I heard it the first time. I don't know who told it to me. The minute I heard it, I thought this might be one of the funniest jokes I've ever heard in my life. Now, if you don't know who Engelbert Humperdinck is, just let me just tell you. He's a play a little. He's a singer. He's a like a tuxedoed crooner.
He's like a Tom Jones.
Like a Tom Jones. Guy. He still performs.
Julio Iglesias.
Engelbert's still out there. You've heard his songs. Here's one. This is After the Lovin'. I know this song. Here we go.
So I sing you to sleep.
Yeah.
After the love.
All right, that's Engelbert Humperdinck. This is the story of two conjoined twin sisters. Siamese, some people call them, twin sisters, joined back to back. One is a violin player, the other is a clarinet player, and they love Engelbert Humperdinck. They're obsessed with Engelbert Humperdinck. And one day, they're practicing. One's playing the clarinet, one's playing the fiddle. And the one playing the clarinet is also glancing down at the paper. And she notices, she stops playing, and she looks back to her conjoined back-to-back sister and says, "Sis, stop playing. I got to tell you this. Well, you hear this. Guess who's coming to town? Engelbert Humperdinck's coming to town." She says, "No! No way!" She says, "Yes, we are going." She says, "We can't go. We can't go to his concert. There's no seat that would accommodate us. We're Siamese twins." Joined back. She says, "I'm going to make this happen." So the other sister gets on the phone. She talks to the venue, the theater, explains the situation, and they finally decide these are such great fans, and they're so adamant about it. They have to go to the concert. We'll take a divider out between two seats and manage somehow for them to kind of find a way to get in the seat back to back. So they do. These girls are so excited. They show up at the Engelbert Humperdinck concert, and by golly, it's a front row seat. They've taken great care of him because they took into consideration, for goodness sakes, they're conjoined twins back to back. And they show up to concert with their instruments, violin and clarinet. Engelbert comes out on stage and he starts singing.
What the words and the music have to say.
And he looks out in the crowd and notices in the front row the oddest sight he's ever seen in his life. Two back-to-back conjoined twin girls playing their instruments along with his orchestra. They know the songs. One's playing the clarinet, one's playing the violin. He almost can't continue performing, but he's a pro. And he cannot take his eyes off of this bizarre sight. So when the concert's over, he goes backstage and says to his manager, "Did you see what I saw in the front row?" He said, "You mean the conjoined twins?" "Yeah, we made special arrangements for them to have a place to sit." He says, "Engelbert, those girls have begged the management at this theater to meet you." He says, "Absolutely. Bring them back here." The manager goes out as everybody's leaving the theater. They're getting out of their seats. He says, "Ladies, Mr. Humperdinck would like to meet you." "What?" Oh, they're about to faint. So with the clarinet in one's hand and the violin, they go backstage and into the dressing room of Engelbert. They can't believe this is happening. And he says, "You ladies are big fans." He says, "Oh, my goodness, Mr. Humperdinck, you can't believe how big. We can't believe we're meeting you." He says, "Can I offer you some champagne?" You know, backstage, they have everything, those stars. So they start drinking. Engelbert and the twin girls, the conjoined twins, and they drink more, and they drink more. And the next thing you know, he's so drunk, he's thinking to himself, "This might be quite a hoot to take these chicks to bed." He says, "You girls want to go back to my suite at the Ritz-Carlton with me?" They said, "Oh my goodness, are you kidding?" "Yes!" So they go back to his room, and while he's making love to one, the other one, with her back to his, playing the clarinet. Then he makes love to her, and the other sister plays the violin. It's a goofy, bizarre, weird scene. And when they're all done, he puts them in his own limo and sends them home. A night of all nights. 10 years later, these girls are sitting around, and the one sister says to the other one, "You're not going to believe this." She leans over and talks to her. And the other sister leans back and says, "What?" "He's coming back." "Who?" "Engelbert. Engelbert Humperdinck. He's coming. We have to go see him. We have to go say hello. We have to just, you know, at least reconnect." And the other sister says, yeah, reconnect, say hello. Like he'd remember us.
Meet me. Oh, my goodness. Here's the Engelbert Humperdinck of traffic, Tim Weiland.
All right. That earlier accident on southbound 270 at 44 has things really jammed solid now from approaching Page down through Highway 44. It's going to be slow again, Graboid through 55. Southbound 170 jams now from Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 40, you've got stop-and-go traffic from Grand out through Bellevue. It's slow again from 170 to 270, and then from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 44, it looks like we're slowing down now from just east of Bowles up through Highway 270. Now westbound on eastbound 40, you're slowing approaching Clarkson up through Mason. Going to be heavy in pockets from Highway 270 in through Big Bend. Eastbound 270, slowing now from near McDonald through New Florissant, and then westbound 370, you had an accident at the Missouri River. Traffic is slow at St. Louis Mills. And this traffic report is brought to you by Mrs. Freshley's. Make your commute a little sweeter with Mrs. Freshley's award-winning jumbo honey buns, chocolate cupcakes, and mini donuts. Mrs. Freshley's, make life sweeter. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Wednesday morning on McGraw Live, we'll check in with Dr. Brad Friedman with medical news, and Kat Neville will join us from Feast Magazine with a pair of great restaurants. I'm Kelly Jackson, and I'll bring you local news twice an hour. Tim Weiland has traffic updates four times an hour, and Jimmy Holder will bring you all the sports news you need to get your Wednesday off to a great start. It's McGraw Live, starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier & Thompson, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite countertops, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchens and Baths has great financing rates with any project. They have ding and dent appliances that can save you even more money if you're updating your kitchen. And in most cases, you'll never be able to see the ding or dent. They're located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier & Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
Is the foundation of your home solid as rock? Not necessarily. The soil that supports your home can settle and shift for all sorts of reasons, from drought to organic decay, and that means trouble. Doors and windows may stick, and cracks can form in foundation walls. You need a helping hand before the damage gets worse. PermaJack is the unique patented system that supports your foundation. Older methods, like simple concrete reinforcement, can continue to sink, but PermaJack is different. A steel pier is hydraulically forced down through the settling soil, no matter how deep. PermaJack is fast, only takes a few days, not weeks. And PermaJack is economical, no future callback expenses. The principle of hydraulically driven steel piers is the same used in stabilizing large buildings. So when your home needs a helping hand, PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
The average retirement lasts 30 years. 30 years. For some, they will be retired longer than the span of their career. So it's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. This is Laurie Heise from Heise Advisory Group. We develop predictable yet flexible retirement income plans for our clients, allowing them to spend with confidence while they maintain their lifestyle and follow their dreams during retirement. I realize many of you have had a good year, but if you are about to retire or are already retired, it might be time to reevaluate your goals and the purpose of your money. We have investment alternatives that can help balance your portfolio and give you a steady, predictable, guaranteed income stream. Call me now and find out if these solutions would be right for you. Even if you're just a little curious, give me a call, 314-909-1116. Again, that's 314-909-1116.
Guys, he is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. Lori Heiser is a licensed insurance representative. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guarantee
guarantee income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Global Financial Product Company.
Bertarelli Cutlery has been keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967 and is your one-stop shop for knife, scissor, lawn, and garden tool sharpening. If it's metal and you need it sharp, look no further than the professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery. For professional quality kitchen gear, such as Vitamix blenders, Lodge cast iron, Wusthof, and Global knives, head down to the Bertarelli Cutlery Showroom, located at 127 Marconi in the heart of the hill. They also carry great local St. Louis-made products, such as NHB knives. These knives are handmade in St. Louis and carried exclusively at Bertarelli Cutlery. They also have cutting boards made from locally sourced hardwoods, designed and produced by Martin Goble of Goble Furniture. So head to the Chef's Toy Store and see all the great items and deals to be found. Bertarelli Cutlery is located at 1927 Marconi in the heart of the hill. Call them at 314-664-4005 or visit them at BertarelliCutlery.com. Bertarelli Cutlery, keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967.
Hey, listen up. If you're one of those people out there who has a mortgage with a balance of $200,000 or more and an interest rate of 4.5% or more, you can literally save thousands of dollars if you act now. The situation in Ukraine temporarily has credit rates diving, and you could take advantage of this through Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. And the best part is, no cost to you. All the paperwork, including the appraisal, will be at no cost. All you have to do is call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage. He'll take care of everything. Again, it's a temporary situation that can change at any time, totally dependent on the Ukraine situation. But it's a chance for you, the mortgage holder, to save thousands of dollars at no cost. You must act now. Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, stuartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 314-324-4440.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675-6799.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who experience flare-ups of gout? If you have gout and you have had at least 3 flare-ups of gout in the past 12 months, you may qualify for a clinical research study of an investigational medication. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and investigational study medication at no cost. They may also be compensated for their time and travel. For more information, call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. If you have gout and have had at least 3 flare-ups of gout in the past 12 months, call Radiant, 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. Radiant Research. We can't do it without you.
Get all your World Cup updates on the Big 550. Presented by Worldwide Technology and St. Louis FC. Outdoor professional soccer is back in St. Louis and kicks off spring 2015. Reserve your seats now. Go to stlouisfc.com for more.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let me go home. Let me go home and start.
To Southern California we go. And we're going to learn, I'll guarantee you, something you did not know out of the world of Hollyweird. Courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Gift certificates, do not forget, they sell lots of gift certificates. And here's why. You give somebody a gift certificate from one of those places, they're never going to not use it. Annie Gunn's Smokehouse, both in Chesterfield Valley, proudly present the one, the only former morning man at K-Rock in L.A., and then there's a whole bunch of other things in his bio we would never even have time in an hour to cover. Mike Evans. And let us remind people, when they hear the song on an oldies station, is it I Got You, Babe? You're playing tambourine.
I Got You, Babe.
When you hear Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe, the actual record that was the hit, it's this man playing the tambourine on that recording.
That's right.
I guess you get royalty checks every week in the morning.
He didn't work that into the deal?
Now he knows better if it ever happens again.
Yeah. Guarantee you remember where you were 20 years ago tonight, the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase.
At the lake with my dad glued to the television.
Couldn't take your eyes away. What about the rest of the crew there?
Pasta House restaurant after my sister's dance recital.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I was just at home just watching it.
Everybody remembers where they were when that happened. Unbelievable. And with that in mind, and I have an OJ follow-up, pop quiz question, who is the most hated person in America?
Ooh,
a Gallup poll taken last week. OJ Simpson, Donald Sterling, Justin Bieber, Bernie Madoff. Answer in a minute. Couple of final OJ nuggets. It wasn't Johnny Cochran who won that case. It was the ineptness and the stupidity of Judge Lancito and those two dancing bears, Marsha Clark and Christopher Darden. There's actually a college law class offered now that's entitled The Worst Prosecuted Case in American History, Mistakes of Biblical Proportion. That's the name of the class.
That's a class that makes all the sense in the world to me.
Absolutely.
I learn a lot.
One mistake after another. A few more nuggets. OJ's best friend at USC when he was going to school there was George Lucas.
Wow.
And a little radio connection. OJ Simpson, he was one of the originators, his idea, along with a couple other guys, and he was on the board of R&R Magazine, Radio and Records Magazine. He was also on the board of Infinity Broadcasting. This is before he started killing people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That goes without saying. And the only person I've actually ever seen with a mannequin in his car, passenger seat, so he could drive illegally in the Diamond Lane, is Cato Kaelin. And last time I saw Cato actually had the mannequin, you know, right there in the trunk of the car.
Is he as dumb as he comes off?
Not really.
Okay.
He's dating a really cute anchor for CBS here in Los Angeles.
What does he do now?
He has a couple of cable TV shows.
Says it all.
Two great New York Post headlines. You know I love the New York Post headlines, Miami. The story was about the arrest of several topless girls working at a topless strip club. They were arrested for drugging guys, stealing their money and credit cards. Three topless girls arrested. The headline screamed, "The jiggle is up."
No, oh, that's good.
The jiggle is up.
I get it. You guys get it?
Yes. I get it.
Like
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a story about an Orthodox Jewish woman who worked at her synagogue for 30 years, but then was fired by the new rabbi because she refused to work on the Sabbath. She said that according to the Bible that you're not supposed to work on the Sabbath. She hadn't worked on the Sabbath for 30 years at the synagogue and wasn't going to. The new rabbi says, "You'll work on the Sabbath or you'll be fired." She refused, and she was fired. New York Post headline telling the story screamed, "How could you?"
Oh, I get it.
How could you?
I get it.
See what he did there?
Yeah.
That's really, really good writing, though. That's great. You don't ever see that in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, which is probably the most boring newspaper, I think, in the country.
Well, that was Mike Evans, everybody.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, it is. TV news, turn off the lights, party's over. Duck Dynasty ratings dead in the water. I never really watched that show much.
I never did either.
I did not either.
World Cup ratings huge, even better than expected, of course, with the winner of the United States yesterday. No surprise there. And I have a new best celebrity tipper and worst celebrity tipper. The best, Katie Couric. Had a party for her staff of her defunct television show, gave each of the staffers $1,000 tip. Worst tipper, Tobey Maguire, $900 tab in Las Vegas, left $40. $40 on a $900 tab.
Shameful.
It is shameful. Remember that $5, homie?
Yeah, I do. I do. I'll never forget it.
And finally...
Yeah, you better be clapping because you loved what you just heard. Not
exactly.
Because you
don't, Franco. We don't put up with that crap.
I told him.
Thank you, sir. Pop quiz question. Hi. Who was voted it was 10 days ago now, the U.S. Gallup poll. Most hated man in America, O.J. Simpson, Donald Sterling, Justin Bieber, Bernie Madoff.
Oh, man. I'll go with Sterling.
Donald Sterling.
I say Bernie Madoff.
Answer is Donald Sterling.
Wow.
Hey, y'all have a nice day down to care. You'll be in it. My dear lad, how hard it would be.
Now, how can that be? Because he's current.
More, yeah, very current.
But Donald Sterling didn't ruin the lives of hundreds or thousands of people.
No.
He ruined them. Madoff did.
Right.
O.J. killed two people. Madoff killed more. There were people that committed suicide because they lost everything with Madoff. Wow.
Yeah, Sterling is more current. It's just
That's all it is. He's more current. But I don't think that's that shouldn't be the right. That shouldn't be the answer. It should be Bernie Madoff. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I do not have AT&T U-verse. I would love to have it. They don't run it out where I am. See, if you are like a hillbilly mountain recluse out on a lot of property by yourself, they're not going to run a bunch of fiber optic stuff out there. I wish they would, because I like everything I hear about AT&T U-verse. Now, for those of you who are huge college sports fans, here's what you're going to love. And I felt really great today when I was talking with Dan Farrell of St. Louis Cardinals, and I told him about the SEC channel coming August 14th. He didn't know anything about it. He goes, wait, I have AT&T U-verse. Are you kidding? I said, no, August 4th. It sounded like I knew sports.
Whoa.
I said, the SEC channel coming August 14th. And then I said, with no notes and no prompting, I said, and Dan, 1,000 live events, including 45 football games.
Oh.
And he said, no way. And then I said, way. And he said, you got to be kidding. I said, I'm not kidding. And he said, say that again. I said, 1,000 live events and 45 football games included. He goes, whoa.
And did it just like that?
Just like that.
Do you have somebody like write a transcript in all of your meetings, or you just remember that?
This is all ad lib. I remember this. I just have a great memory about that. Now, you do not have to be stuck in front of the TV to watch all these college Southeastern Conference games. You don't have to have a TV outlet. You can have the freedom to move around. You can watch it out on the patio in the yard next to the barbecue grill because of the U-verse wireless receiver. And with the total home DVR, you can record up to 4 shows at once. So let's say you're watching one of the SEC sporting events, but there's something else you want to be sure not to miss, so you just record it because you can do up to 4 at once. Now, the information I'm about to give you, if you can't remember it, it's on the website, frankopinion.com. There's a phone number there and a website link so that you can go and find out more about this great AT&T U-verse. The phone number is 877-ONLY-ATT. The website is att.com/SEC Network. But again, if you can't remember that, go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and that information is there so you can get right to it. Oh, and be sure to ask them how to get the same great price for 2 years when you talk to the folks at AT&T. AT&T U-verse.
Let's get a final check on traffic here. It's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got an accident on southbound 55 at Arsenal. It's got the exit to Arsenal completely shut down. Now, traffic is running slow 44 through Arsenal, and then it opens up through South County. You do have westbound 44 traffic slowing from about Jamison in areas all the way through Elm. Southbound 270 still stacks up south of Page down through Doherty Ferry, and that's all due to an earlier accident that's been cleared at 270. Eastbound 40 slows from Clarkson up through Mason. Find it heavy again in pockets between Highway 270 all the way in through Big Bend. Westbound 40 slowing now from Kings Highway out through McCausland, from Lindbergh through Highway 270, but you are clear at the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270 looks like we're slowing now east of McDonald through New Florissant, and you have congestion in both directions on north and southbound 255 between 270 and 162. This traffic report brought to you by thecompanystore.com. The outdoor living sale is ending soon at thecompanystore.com. Kickstart summer with new outdoor pillows and cushions. Enter code SUMMER at checkout for 15% off thecompanystore.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Stages St. Louis presents They're Playing Our Song. The Jazzy Score will have you singing along and leave you wanting more. Now playing through June 29th. For tickets, stagesstlewis.org.
Is your car's air conditioning not blowing cold enough air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
All right, I was going to announce my retirement right now at the end of this show, but this went so well, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep working. I'll be back here tomorrow. You should be, too. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
All right,
Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Fox 2 News.
He was a good person. He was energetic, friendly, spoke to everybody, respected old folks.
The Major K Squad in a Bell Fountain neighborhood after a teen is murdered in his home. A Jefferson County river rescue ends in tragedy after a man disappears while swimming.
Are you sick of long TSA security lines at airports? Well, you can avoid them. Find out how much it'll cost coming up.
A local lawsuit to help African hair braiders stay afloat goes national. We'll tell you why business owners are speaking out.
First on Fox, friends and family are devastated after a teen was shot and killed in his home. Fox 2's Shirley Washington joins us live from Bell Fountain Neighbors Police Headquarters, where the Major K Squad has been activated to help solve the crime. Shirley.
Sandy, the Major K Squad spent the day tracking leads in a case that has devastated the victim's family and friends and has left a community on edge. Let's take a look at the video, and I can show you.